Let me get all my documents. The first item on the agenda is the Academic Affairs Committee. And I am passing out some revisions to that agenda. So I'll turn that over to Regent McKinney.
All right. Our first action item on our agenda today is AA-1, approval of emergency management disaster science graduate certificate. Do we have Dr. Oliver here to discuss those? Would you like to say something, President?
Dr. Oliver is not here, but I'm happy to step in. We are talking about both a graduate and an undergraduate certificate here. These are programs that we think will be in a great deal of demand. Dr. Oliver, as you know, has been working on this campus for some years, and this is our first opportunity to work that he does with academics, and we have two 15-credit certificates that we're approving, hopefully, today. Very timely, very necessary. There's already a lot of demand for these certificates.
I have a couple of questions on this. Is it correct to say that these are all new courses?
Yes, that's correct. Well, they are all of the EMDS courses, the new courses. There are some currently existing courses, like the OH course.
Right. So the question I had is, in this description, it says that initially the program courses will be delivered by part-time adjunct faculty. And for both of these items, these are 500-level graduate courses, and in the other certificate, they're 400-level courses. And to me, that's a very unusual approach to have courses of this high level delivered only by part-time or adjunct faculty initially. How do we know that they will have...
Well, we will credential them in the same way that we credential the regular faculty. We don't want to step out on a limb and hire full-time faculty at this point as the certificates are getting off the ground. And so this is our opportunity to feel our way forward in a particular area. This is something fairly new for WKU, but they will certainly be credentialed in exactly the same way by the SACSCOP credentialing process that we have in place. So people will either be terminally degreed or they will have a master's degree with 18 hours of graduate work in the field, or they will have equivalent professional qualifications. And we don't see any difference in credentialing those folks that we want to be credentialing full-time faculty. But we hope, if this takes off, that full-time faculty
And we are confident to be compliant. So
I got a point of order here. I do believe that you have to have a motion before discussion.
Okay.
To begin. So I apologize.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Now.
You don't have to do that again, do we?
We're confident to be compliant, though.
Yes, Dr. Oliver already has people in mind.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions? All right. I'll call for a vote on 8A-1. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. 8A-1 passes. The next is 8A-2, approval of the Emergency Management Disaster Science Undergraduate Certificate. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I flip a coin. All right. Do we have any further discussion on this one? Or it seems like they're both related, so I'll call a vote on 8A-2. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries as well. The next item on our agenda is the approval of the School of Journalism and Broadcasting name change to the School of Media. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
All right. You guys get it. Thank you. Would you like to speak about the School of Journalism?
See, Larry, can I call on you to speak for a moment?
Good morning. This reflects changes in the School of Journalism and Broadcasting, as you know. It's been a premier school and entity in the state for 25 years at this point. The name reflects changes in both in the industry and in the programs. For example, the largest or the fastest growing program in the school right now is the film program. And film was also identified in CAPE as a program for growth. That's not reflected in the name. And conversations, a law firm name that lists everybody. We thought School of Media might fit a bit better. It's also consistent with schools similar to this. So it's a reflection of the change in the way we are working. It's a name that's a little bit more marketable, and as for the capital campaign, I think that might serve us well. So that's a short answer.
All right. Then I'll call for a vote on AA-3. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Here's. The next item on our agenda is AA-4, approval of faculty promotion and tenure recommendations. Marilyn, do you have any comments on this? Or motion, I'm sorry. Motion, what? Class, would you like this motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Do you have any comments on this?
We're looking at three recommendations here. One is for the new dean in the College of Health and Human Services. So this is someone who is coming in from outside and is seeking promotion is seeking rank and tenure within her new department. The other two are candidates who went for the promotion process that have... That then appealed the decision, and the president then decided to reverse his original decision, and so we have to be candidate for Professor Atkinson.
Comments or questions? Okay. Then I'll call for a vote. All in favor of AA-4, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Alright, the next item on our agenda is AA-5, approval of the University Distinguished Professor appointments. The first one is Dr. Bruce Schulte. Anybody like to say
something? So moved.
Oh, second. It's okay. It's taxi.
Actually, I wondered if President Cabone would like to.
Well, I'll begin with, recognizing Bruce for his long academic service to the university, both as a professor who engages not just in remarkable mentorship, but as one who attracts extramural funding and engages his students in tremendous field work outside of the country. But in addition to that, he served as chair of the Department of Biology and really has helped to grow and increase the reputation region and nationally of that program, bringing faculty and students from across the nation here to study, and also to really growing the faculty in that department as junior faculty, and also thinking about how they also attract extramural funding. He's had a remarkable career as a faculty member, writing 28 peer-reviewed publications in the past 8 or so years, and including students in that process. So as we talk about it being a student-centered university, what a terrific example of how faculty engage and grow students at the graduate level, but also sometimes even more important at the undergraduate level. He is the epitome of doing to learn and learning to do. He also, in the past couple of years, has served as the lead along with Paula Potter 2 years ago, and this past year as the lead on our strategic planning process, the organizer of it, but also now evaluating the implementation of it. He is a wonderful citizen of the university, a good colleague and a friend, and it's my pleasure to speak to his nomination as a distinguished professor. It's an appropriate recognition for all he's invested in WKU.
Thank you, and I just add to that that I was the person who oversaw the process for this nomination and for the voting, and he had absolutely glowing letters of support from colleagues, both internally and externally, and the committee decision was absolutely unanimous. It was about the shortest committee meeting I've ever been.
Any questions or comments?
I can just make a comment. This is the highest academic honor we had at this university, and from everything I know about Bruce Schulte, he is very deserving to be a member of that club.
I'll call for a vote on AA-5. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Please extend our thanks for his distinguished service. Is he here?
He's here.
Okay. AA-6, approval of emeritus appointments, I believe that's supposed to say. We have two on the agenda, Dr. Robert Pulsinelli and Dr. Stephen White. Or a motion.
Second. All right,
now voting.
All right. Thank you. The first candidate is Dr. Robert Pulsinelli, the Professor of Economics. He is one of the longest serving professors at WKU, teaching in the economics department for 52 years. Excellent teacher, has won a great many awards, prolific author, publishing academic works and also several textbooks that have been used at Harvard, Vanderbilt, Berkeley, and many others. He is an excellent candidate for an emeritus position. Are we doing one at a time, or you'll go forward?
It's one action item, so.
Okay. Second candidate is Mr. Stephen White. He is a professor of journalism and broadcasting, a little newer, having joined us in 1986. He's taught courses in advanced television production, broadcast writing, and mass media, enjoying an extensive career both locally and elsewhere in media production, film, and direction. Again, an excellent citizen here.
Are either of them here to witness today? Okay. Do I have any questions or comments on the merits?
I can't speak to the economics professor, but I can't say Steve has been an outstanding steward of that school, and we have had the pleasure of employing several students and currently do employ former students that took his courses, and he has, as is so difficult to do in a technological field where there's evolution of product, maintain current based on trends, so I would absolutely approve this meeting.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, we'll call for a vote on AA-6. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. And that concludes the agenda items on our
Very good.